Britain's labor unions admit they don't actually know how many people are taking part in today's mass one-day strike there. All they know is it's big. They think the last time the UK saw a protest of this size was back in 1979. They also think up to 2 million people walked off the job today. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, at least one thing is for certain. Today's protest signifies growing tension over Britain's sweeping austerity program.
This is a scene that London hasn't often in recent years witnessed. A tide of indignation, of people marching through the stately heart of the city. It's mid-afternoon on a chilly winter's day. Tens of thousands walk through the middle of Britain's capital. They're carrying banners, they're blowing whistles, they're waving flags. They're people who you might call the backbone of the British workforce who've gathered here. People from the health service, teachers, university professors, people who work in libraries, all of them out on the street today, here and in many other parts of Britain. For months now, there's been a wave of strikes around Europe. Today, it was Britain's turn. This is a one-day strike by public sector workers. They're not bringing the nation to a standstill, but they are causing significant disruption. Most schools were shut today. Hospitals are open, but tens of thousands of non-emergency operations have been cancelled. In some areas, transport services are being hit. In Parliament, Prime Minister David Cameron was disparaging about the strike.
Less than a third of the civil service is actually striking. In our borders, the early signs are the contingency measures are minimising the impact. We have full cover in terms of ambulance services, and only 18 out of 900 job centres have closed. So despite the disappointment of the party opposite, that support irresponsible and damaging strikes, it looks like something of a damp squib.
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? I wouldn't call it a damp squib at all.
Will Gilley is from Unite, Britain's largest union. Today's dispute is about pensions. Britain's government's asking public sector workers to pay more and work for longer for their pensions. It says with a population that's living longer and an economy in trouble, it just can't afford such generous retirement packages anymore. Gilley says public sector employees are not usually well paid, and they're determined to fight to protect their rights.
I mean, I think this is a good demonstration of the determination of our members about how they feel about the situation they're in with regard to their pensions. You know, it's first time in a long time, more than 25 years, where health workers have taken industrial action.
One of those health workers is Beverly Wallace. She's never been on strike before today. Walking out wasn't a difficult decision, she says.
You wouldn't sit down and let somebody rob you and just hand them over the money. You have to do something in defence of yourself. And for me, that's why it's worth taking this day where we're all losing pay, but we think it's worth it for the fact that our pensions in 20 or 30 years' time has to be livable. We have to be able to survive on it.
Britain yesterday revealed that it's way behind with its deficit-cutting programme, thanks partly to the Eurozone crisis. There will be at least 6 more years of austerity. That means Britain, like much of Europe, faces a new era of confrontation between government and the labour force. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
We'll have more All Things Considered right after this.